Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top news story this half hour, Chicago's Southport Corridor is a favorite shopping and dining destination on the city's north side. But police say they're investigating a series of three robberies around that area within a half hour period. And now they're issuing an alert. Here's WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
According to police, there have been at least six robberies of people in the Lakeview neighborhood since Sunday. Three occurred yesterday evening in less than a half an hour, and all three victims were women, ages 23, 25, and 68. And although they happened within blocks of each other, police cannot say whether they were carried out by the same people. But in two of the attacks, the victims reported the robbers fled in a silver car. According to a police community alert, between mid-November and Wednesday in Lakeview, there were six holdups with robbers showing semi-automatic weapons. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The mother of an Illinois State grad student found dead in the Illinois River over the summer came to Chicago today. She's demanding a federal civil rights investigation into what happened to her son. Carmen Bolden Day telling reporters at Rainbow Push headquarters she believes her son Jelani was murdered and that police in LaSalle County did not do enough to find him when he disappeared.
Jelani was important. Jelani is missed. I wake up every day. I have to deal with the fact that I cannot talk to my son.
Police say Jelani Day drowned, and they believe he took his own life.
Well, to brighten the holidays of six families of cancer patients on Chicago's South Side and the nearby suburbs, more than 100 volunteers, including dozens of firefighters, decided to decorate the family's homes.
Dan Bracken, an officer with the Flossmoor and Posen Fire Departments, lost his two-year-old daughter to cancer. He knows how painful the holiday season can be for families of cancer patients, so he helped organize what's called the Lights and Ladder Brigade.
We just want people to be happy, you know, that the world is sometimes looks ugly, but we just want to take a burden off somebody and put a smile on their face and they have a great Christmas. That's all.
Dawn Sobachek of Oak Lawn lost her husband to cancer in August. She says having her home decorated for the holidays brings much needed joy to her and her children.
It really helps put a smile on our face, and we are excited.
The volunteers included firefighters from across Chicago and the suburbs and as far away as the St. Louis area. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBF.
Topping our news this half hour, prosecutors in suburban Detroit say the parents of a 15-year-old boy accused in this week's deadly rampage at Oxford High School are now missing. Their attorney says they're not on the run, but are coming back to face involuntary manslaughter charges filed today in connection with the shooting. The latest now from CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
Oakland County prosecutor Karen McDonald says Ethan Crumbley's parents had plenty of warnings.
This individual was dangerous and disturbed.
She told reporters that the day of the shooting, James and Jennifer Crumbley were called to the school and shown disturbing drawings made by their son.
The drawings of the gun and the bloody figure were scratched out along with the words, "Help me," and "My life is useless."
Prosecutors also revealed a text message sent to Ethan Crumbley by his mother. She told him, "I am not mad at you. You have to learn not to get caught." Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A Christil couple has pleaded guilty to their roles in the U.S. Capitol breach last January 6th, admitting they spent about an hour in the building that day after entering through a broken window. The Sun-Times reports John and Amy Schubert are now at least the fourth and fifth Illinois residents to plead guilty to their roles in the breach, and they were arrested in July following an anonymous tip to the FBI.
Well, after a growing number of organized smash-and-grab thefts from high-end stores along Michigan Avenue and in suburban malls these days, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says his task force has recovered thousands of stolen items.
Starting Wednesday night, Attorney General Kwame Raoul says a team of investigators from his office worked for 8 or 9 hours to unpack stolen items recovered from storage units.
We recovered about four semi-trailers full of stolen merchandise valued well in excess of $1 million.
The goods were clothing, high-end food, electronics, and beauty supplies such as hair extensions. Chicago Police Chief of Detectives Brendan Dinahan says it stemmed from an arrest in Chicago Sunday for a gun crime and grew from there.
It's very astute beat officers who said, you know, there's something else going on here. Let me reach out, you know, to somebody else.
Raul says the investigation into what he calls a well-organized scheme continues, bringing together law enforcement at various levels and retailers to share information. At the Thompson Center, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It's 4:33. A woman says there's so much litter in Chicago, she's founded a group of volunteers to clean up the city.
Catherine Tellock says she created Cleanup Club Chicago because she kept seeing litter anywhere she went in the city.
I also found a ton of other people who also care about this and noticed how bad the litter situation was getting and wanted to be a part of it.
She started Cleanup Club Chicago in July of last year. The group, which now has nearly 300 members, has picked up more than 8,000 pounds of litter around the city since then. That includes more than 6,000 pounds this year. Tellock says she wants to turn Cleanup Club Chicago into a nonprofit organization so the group can accept donations and apply for grants to pay for more cleanup events. The group is also lobbying city and state agencies to do more to help reduce litter in Chicago, including putting out more trash cans and cleaning up areas such as vacant lots and highway ramps. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.